This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We continue in the Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Daf, Masechta Megillah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're on the bottom line on Yud Amud Beis. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak. This is the sixth Pesach. I'll tell you, I always thought there were 12 Pesachim. I even wrote in a pencil in the thing I'm working on Purim, so I wrote, recorded one of them, so they're 12 Pesachim. But then it's not true. There are 18. I never realized. Some of these that it just says we'll see in today's page. Okay, Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Pasach La Pischa Lahay Parshas Mehacha. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak opened up an opening of this topic from here. That what? Ki Avadim Anachnu. We are slaves. Pasuk in Ezra. And in our service, our God did not forsake us. And He extended kindness to us before the kings of Persia. So this pasuk in Ezra says, we're slaves. And in our servitude, God did not forsake us. And He extended kindness to us before the kings of Persia. When did this happen? When did God extend kindness to us before the Malachim of Persia? Amos time is Man Haman. And that was the Pesach of Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak. What?
Plural. Why Malachim?
It was just Achashverosh. I mean, it's just Achashverosh.
Especially
with
Man Haman.
Yeah. I hear it looks like there's another Gersa, Mordechai, right? See on the side, do you have that Gersa?
Mordechai Esther.
You have Mordechai Esther?
Yeah.
Where do you have that? Oizohadar? So maybe it's like this. Okay, so Shuk is asking a good question. Well, who are the kings? It's only Lachar Achashverosh. Achashverosh had a son. His son was Daryavish. Daryavish was involved in paying for commissioning the building.
It says both actually.
Okay, so there are different Gersai. So maybe the reason for the Gersa of Mordechai, Mordechai of Esther, because God continued to allow the kings of Persia to be gracious to us, not only Achashverosh, but even Daryavash. Okay. Number 7, Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Pasach Lapischa Lahai Parshas Mehacha, Reb Chanina Bar Papa, opened up an introduction to this topic from here. Herkavta Enoish L'Roishenu. You mounted a man over our heads. Banu Ba'esh, we've come in fire, over Uvamayim, and in water. In fire in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. Because in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar threw us into fire. To the Kivshan, Vamayim, Bimei Paroi. Vatoitzienu Loravaya, and you brought us out in abundance, Bimei Haman. Why is Loravaya a reference to Haman? Marshal says, because in times of Purim, through Asuda, we were saved. Vashti was killed through a suda. Haman was killed through a suda. So Vatitzieni La Ravaya, you brought us out in abundance, refers to Haman. Maybe we could be moisef. Ravaya refers to a specific type of abundance. Kaisi Ravaya, it refers to satiation with drink. So we know that both times it happened on Yidayayin. Okay, maybe that's the Indian of drinking on Purim, to remember specifically that the Harvacha came al Yidei Ravaya, an abundance of wine. Okay. Rav Yochanan Pasach L'Pischal Hai Parshas Mehacha. This is the eighth intro. Rav Yochanan opened up an introduction from here. Zachar Chasdoi Ve'emunasai L'Veis Yisrael. He remembered his kindness and his truth to the house of Israel. Ra'u Kalafsei Oretz. The ends of the earth saw Eis Yeshua Selekenu. The salvation of our God. Emasai Ra'u Kalafsei Oretz Eis Yeshua Selekenu. When did the ends of the earth see the salvation of our God? We may Mordechai ve'Esther. Why? Rashi says, Shahadavar nigla l'chal ha'umais, it was revealed to all the nations, Shahalchu igrois v'chal ha'olam. The letters went out to the whole world. So when was it that Ro Kalav Tiyaret Es Yeshua Salekenu? That was in the times of Purim. That was Ro Kalav Tiyaret Es Yeshua Elokeinu. Okay. Weiter. Rish Lakish pasach la pischa. L'hai parashas meihach. Rish Lakish began his introduction from here. Ari noihem, a roaring lion. V'doiv shoykek, a grumbling bear, a growling bear. Moishal rashal amdal. The wicked man rules over a poor nation. Ari noihem, who is the roaring lion? Zenebuchadnezzar rasha. D'chsiv bei, it says about him, Ola aryeh mi soifchai. The lion arises from his thicket. That's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Also in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, in the dream of Daniel, they saw four chayas, and the lion represented Bavel. Okay, so Nebuchadnezzar is compared to a lion. Doiv shoykek, a growling bear, ze achashverosh. That's achashverosh. D'chsiv bei, it says in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, the second chaya, va'aru, and behold, chiva achari, another beast. Tinyano, a second one, Dam Yoladoiv, comparable to a bear. And what nation was represented by this bear? The Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Parsiim. This refers to the Persians. Sha'ichlin v'shoisin kadoiv. Persians eat and drink like a bear. Umasurbalin basar kadoiv. They're covered with flesh like a bear. Umagadlin ser kadoiv. They have a lot of hair. They're hairy like a bear. I hope there are no Persians here tonight. Bein lehem menucha kadoiv. And they have no rest like a bear. Persians don't sleep well. You would think after eating all that food and drinking all that wine and being fat, you'd think they'd sleep well. No, they can't sleep either. So that's referring to Achashverosh. So the pasuk says like this. Ari noihem, a roaring lion, Nebuchadnezzar. V'doiv shoykek, a growling bear, Achashverosh. Moishal rasha al amdal. Moishal rasha zehaman. He's the wicked man. Alamdal ilu Yisrael, shem dalim and amitzvahis. They were poor from mitzvahis. Rav Elazar, pasach la pischa lai parshasa meyacha. Rav Elazar opened up his introduction from here. Ba'atzal tayim imach ha-mekare. U'v'shiflus yadayim yidloif ha-bayis. Literally. Ba'atzal tayim, because of laziness, imach ha-mekare, the roof collapses. First you see a little crack in the paint. Not a good time. Anyway, it's the winter. I'll wait until I get my tax refund. And then the crack gets a little bigger. And then it opens. And then the panel opens. And then, because of laziness, the roof collapses. You got to take care. You have to nip it in the bud. As soon as you see, that's the literal translation. Of a shiflus yadayim and a slackening of the hands. Yadloif habayis, or leaks in the house. You can't, you know, when you see a little crack in the structure, you have to take care of it right away. Otherwise, laziness will cause your home to fall apart. But is that all Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us? Obviously, he's teaching us something deeper as well. So we darshan. Ba'atzal tayin, bishvel atzos, because of the laziness. Yimach ha-makara. Shehayu lahem li'Yisrael, whose laziness that Klal Yisrael had. How did that laziness display itself? Shelo yosku b'Torah. That they were not involved in learning Torah. The Banish Chai says the word Lamed, the letter Lamed, take the letters after Lamed. After Lamed is Mem. After Mem is Nun. After Dalad is He. Haman. So if you Lefnei Haman, they could have gotten rid of Haman with the learning, but because they didn't, so they were lazy. The enemy of God became poor. That's a euphemism. That means God Himself, Taviyachal, His power to help us seemed to have been lacking because we couldn't give God the motivation to help us, so to speak. Ve'in mach, what does it mean? God became mach, ela ani, shenemar. Like it says, ve'im machu me'er kachav, he's too poor to give his value. So it says, ba'atzal tayim, because of the laziness of Klal Yisrael, yimach, he became poor. Ha'mekara, God, we'll see why that means God. Ve'in mekara, ela kadosh baruch, shenemar, ha'mekara, he roofs in the mayim with water, aliyos of his upper chambers. That was the Pesach of Megillas Esther. You know where everything started from? People were lazy. Avada they learned. But they learned with laziness, you know. They chilled out. and they were not, they did not learn with the proper focus. Okay. And that's where it all started from. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak pasach lapischa lahai parashas mehachor Nachman bar Yitzchak opened up an opening for this parasha from here. This is Parak Kuf Chav Dalet. We spoke about this Wednesday night, 2 weeks ago. Shir HaMalois, Lu Le Hashem Shehaya Lanu. Had God not been with us, Yoimer No Yisrael, says Klal Yisrael, Lu Le Hashem Shehaya Lanu. Had God not been with us, Bekum Aleinu Adam, when an Adam stood up against us, Adam V'loy Melech, an Adam and not a Melech. Who was the Adam and who wasn't a Melech? Achashverosh, right? Because Achashverosh was not of royal lineage. No, what am I saying?
Rashi says
Haman. Adam v'loy melech Haman. Rashi does say Haman. That Haman was not a king. Haman was not a king. Let's see the Marsha. The Marsha says, didn't we say Wednesday night that there are two Shatim Kamalino Adam? One is Achashverosh, and one is Paroi? Did we say that? So Marsha says, this Mizmar, we find the Midrashim, was talking about Esav and his descendants, who did evil to us b'chol adoris more than any other Ummah. Okay, so you're right. Thank you. Rashi does say that.
What does the pasuk mean, actually?
It means like this. Shir HaMalos, a song of ascents. Lulei Hashem Shehayu Lanu. Had God not been with us, Yom HaNoisrael, the Jewish people says. Lulei Hashem Shehayu Lanu. Had God not been with us, Bekum Aleinu Adam. When a man stood up against us, I think the end of the pasuk is, Azai Chayim Bela'unu. We would have been swallowed alive. Bacharois Apam Banu. In their anger, they would have devoured us. So, the who's the Adam that God protected us from? That means God is protecting us from an Adam who's not a Melech. See, the Marsha explains a Melech has to, if a Melech stands up against the people have some hope that the Melech is not going to want to lose his constituents, his subjects. But an Adam has no compunction about wiping everyone out.
The Gilin Hashem says to be Ayin Avedah Zarah Daf Gimel.
What does Tysus over there say?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's talking about how you call Haman and Adam.
Oh yeah? I mean, since Atem Kurim Adam Ve'in Oivik Haman Kurim Adam, so how could Haman be called an Adam? Huh?
So maybe he's
I'm not mistaken, we had a source that in the share that Adam was referring to Achashverosh, and he wasn't really a Melech. Okay. Rava, Pasach l'pisach l'hai parashas mehacha. Rava opened up an opening for this parasha from here. Bervoi tzadikim yismacha'am. When the tzadikim are exalted, the people rejoice. Uvim shal rasha. And when the wicked rules, ye'anecha'am, the people groan. When the tzaddikim are exalted, the people are happy. It says, and the city of Shushan will exalt and be happy. When the Rasha moans, this refers to Haman, because when Haman ascended, the city of Shushan was confounded. So I never realized. Rav Masna Omar Mehacha. So, what is this? What's going on here? What this is Rav Masna began his lecture on the Megillah from here. In other words, even though the Gemara doesn't use the Lashon of Pasach La Pischa Lahai Parshas Mehacha for some reason, but Mehacha, he began from here. Why the Gemara, after 12 intros, stop using that Lashon? We don't know.
So I'm not sure. Also, because when when it comes to Shmuel.
Yeah.
So I saw a note by Shmuel that Shmuel says you could insert Pasach Lapischa, but it sounds like the ones up until Shmuel are not. I don't know.
Oh, really? You're saying there's a Gersa by Shmuel, Pasach Lapischa, but not by Rav Masna?
So
by Rav Masna, they don't bring down any Gersas? By Rav Masna, there's nothing there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also not by Shmuel, but I think there's
something. Okay.
Maybe Shmuel was Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi says
it. Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
No, also Rashi says Amar Rav Masna Amar Mechacha Pascha Pischa.
Oh, Rav Masna Mechacha. So Rashi is bothered by Arkasha. What do you know? Right, good. Rashi is bothered by Arkasha. In other words, Rashi says it is.
Right.
Why the Gemara doesn't say it? I don't know. Like, have the Gemara decide after 12 times that you finally got it? You know, 12 is a charm. Okay, Rav Masna Amar Mechacha. Who is like this great nation that God is close to? You see, Haman said that where God, so to sleep, is sleeping. God, so to say, is sleeping. He's not interested in us. Rashi of the Marsha says, Ki Haman Omar Shikvar Herchiko Melakem Yalpanov Yeshnaya Mechamazam Chamadinos. Okay, no! God is always close to us. That's the introduction to Megillas Esther. God is always close to us. That the Limud of Megillas Esther, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam listens to our tefillah. Oh, so that's Rav Masna. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi, Amar Mehacha, Oyha Nisa Lekim. Has God, that's a pasuk by Mitzrayim, has God ever ventured to take one nation out of another? So the Marsha says that there's something that both Mitzrayim and the Jewish people in the time of Purim had in common. That in both instances, what the host nation wanted to perpetrate against us, fell back to haunt us. Fell back to haunt us. How's that? So both in Mitzrayim, what happened? In Mitzrayim, they wanted to drown our babies, and they were drowned, right? In times of Purim, Haman wanted to hang Mordechai, and instead Haman was hanged. So the way we read the pasuk is Oy Hanisa Lakim Lavoy Lakachas Lagoy Mikarav Goy Machama Goy Mikarav Goy. One nation is substituted for another nation. So that's the Hanhaga of Purim and of Pesach, that in both cases God took one nation and substituted the other nation for them. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh. And it was in the times of Achashverosh, Omar Rav. Rav said, Vay Vahi. Woe and mourning. There's a double tragedy. Number one, we were sold. Hadoh Duchsiv, this is what it means. Now the Bach says, Rav Omar Mehocha. Rav opened up his lecture on the Megillah from here, meaning this was Rav's Pesach. Rav's Pesach was the Pasuk in Vayikra. You when you sold to your enemies, la'avadim v'lishvachais, for servants and for maidservants, ve'im kaina, no one's going to buy you. So it's going to be a double tragedy. Number one, the Marsha says, "Kefal atzar." The la'avadim shvachas ain't kaino la'rigo yesh kaino. No one's going to buy you as a servant, but they will buy you for. They will buy you for what? For killing. So that's the double tragedy. Fine. Ushmuel Amar. Shmuel began his lecture as follows. Loi ma'astim, I will not be revolted by you. V'lo ga'altim, I won't be rejected. I will not. You will not be rejected by me. L'chaloisam, to destroy you. Loi ma'astim, you will not be revolted. B'mei Yevanim, in the days of the Yevanim. V'lo ga'altim, you will not be rejected. B'mei Nebuchadnezzar. L'chaloisam, to destroy you. B'mei Haman. In the times of Haman. L'hafer brisi itam, to annul my covenant with you, b'mei Parsiim, in the times of the Parsiim. Why? Ki ani Hashem alekeim b'mei goig u'magog, because I am Hashem your God in the times of goig u'magog. So we have four statements here. Ma'astim, ga'altim, l'chaloisam, l'hafer brisi. So what are these referring to? Ma'astim b'mei Yevanim, ga'altim b'mei Nebuchadnezzar, l'chaloisam b'mei Haman, l'hafer brisi tam b'mei Parsiim, and then actually a fifth statement, ki ani Hashem alekeim b'mei goig u'magog. B'masnisa tana, we learned in a braisa, lo'i ma'astim b'mei Kasdiim, shehamadati lohem Daniel Hanani Mishal v'Azariah, that I appointed for them Daniel Hanani Mishal v'Azariah, V'loi ga'altim b'mei Yevanim. V'loi ga'altim in the times of Yevanim shehamadati lohem Shimon HaTzadik. I established Shimon HaTzadik v'chashmano Yevanov. U'matis Yahu, Kohen Gadol. L'chaloisam b'mei Haman. L'chaloisam is in the times of Haman, like in the first version. Shehamadati lohem Mordechai v'Esther l'hafer brisi itam b'mei Parsiim. Shehamadati lohem shal beis Rebbe, I established for them the house of Rebbe v'chachmei doyreis. So how is this different? In the first pshat, ma'astim is the Yevanim. In this pshat, ma'astim is the Kasdim. Loi ga'altim in the first pshat is Nebuchadnezzar. And in this pshat, it's the Yevanim. So they flip around. In the first pshat, ma'astim and ga'altim is Yevanim and Nebuchadnezzar respectively. In this pshat, it's Kasdim, Yevanim. L'chaloisim in both pshatim is Haman. L'afer brisi in both pshatim is Parsiim. And Kani Hashem alekim in the first pshat is Goig u'magog. And now we're saying Kani Hashem alekim la'asad lavai. I am Hashem your God in the future. She'en kol uma v'lashen echad lishloi b'hem. That ultimately no nation will be able to dominate you. Okay.
Parsiim are what? The Persians?
The Persians, yeah.
So what's Chachmei? So what, isn't that Mordechai and Esther? Why the differentiate between Haman and Parsiim?
What's the difference between Haman and the Parsiim? So apparently the Persians in the time of Haman, it wasn't the Persians who persecuted us, it was Haman. I guess after Haman, the Persians themselves persecuted us. How's that? The Persians wanted to destroy the second Beis HaMikdash. Ultimately, they didn't. The Yevanim took them over. But we suffer from the hands of the Persians. It must be after Haman. This Marsha says. Marsha brings the girsa, not even Goyris, the Parsiim, but rather has Madai number 2, Yava number 3, followed by Rome.
Yeah, but I think also the Hagaris of Tyrion, as the Zion says, you may remind.
So that's different than Parsiim. Okay.
It doesn't go with like the different Golos?
Yes, the Marsha brings down that instead it's referring to the Dalet Golos instead of the way the Gemara has it. Okay. The Gemara continues. The Gemara continues. Rav Levi Amar Mehacha. Rav Levi says from here, if you don't chase out the inhabitants of the land, they're going to become thorns in your side. In the same way, Shmuel told Shaul, you got to kill out Agag. And Shaul said, nah, it's okay. Shaul didn't kill out Agag. And ultimately came back to bite him. How? In the guise of Haman. Rav Chiya Amar Mehacha. Rav Chiya says from here, it's the very next pasuk. That which I thought to do to them, to those nations that you should have wiped out, Esa Lachem, I'm going to have to do it to you. And that was ultimately almost fulfilled in the times of Haman, who made his diabolical decrees against the Jewish people. Okay, now we're going to darshan the name Achashverosh. Achashverosh. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh. Amar Rav, what kind of name is Achashverosh? Achiv Shorosh, the brother of the head, the brother of Nebuchadnezzar, Uven Giloy Shorosh. And the someone with a similar personality to Nebuchadnezzar. Rashi says, Ben Mazol, Shneim Das Achas Hayolahem. How's that? Achiv Shorosh, Achiv Shor Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. He's, so to speak, the brother of Nebuchadnezzar, meaning he was not Mamish the brother, but related to him. Similar to him. Similar to him. How's that? Shenikra Rosh, Nebuchadnezzar is called a Rosh. And Antu Resha Di Dahava. In the dream of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar was the golden head. Ben Giloy Shor Rosh, and a similar personality to the Rosh, Hu Harag, Nebuchadnezzar killed, Hu Bikesh Laharag, Achashverosh wanted to kill, Hu Hechriv, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple, Hu Bikesh Laharag, Shenemar, where do we find Achashverosh wanted to destroy? Because the pasuk says in Ezra, V'malchus Achashverosh, during the reign of Achashverosh, B'tchilas Malchus, in the beginning of his reign, Kasu Sitna Al Yoshvei Yehudah Yerushalayim, an accusation was written by the on the inhabitants of Yehudah Yerushalayim. It was written by the sons of Haman, and Achashverosh bought it, meaning he went for it, and he put a halt on the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel said a different pshat Achashverosh. Shehushchiru pneim shel Yisrael b'yamav kishulei kedera, the faces of the Jewish people were blackened in his time like the bottom of a pot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, you know why he's called Achashverosh? Kol shezoicho, anyone who remembered Achashverosh. Amar ach l'roishu, he said, they would say, woe to my head. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Rabbi Chanina said, why is he called Achashverosh? Shehakol na'asu roshan b'yamav. Everyone became poor in his time. Shenemar, v'yosem ha'melech, Achashverosh mas, Achashverosh taxed everybody. So everybody became a rosh, everybody became poor. So, Vayim Achashverosh, who Achashverosh? How do you know Achashverosh was deaf? Vayim Achashverosh, who? Achashverosh, right? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why does it have to repeat? Who Achashverosh? So the Gemara says, we darshan. What do we darshan? Hu berishayim et chilasu v'yatsofay. He was wicked from beginning until at the end. He never let up his wickedness. He's the same wicked person in the beginning as he was in the end. He was wicked in the beginning. How's that? He put a halt to the Beis Hamikdash. He was wicked in the end with the Maisa of Haman. Okay? The Gemara is going to make similar drashas. Who dasan ma'aviram? They were dasan aviram. Hin barishim v'chalasam atzav. They remained in their wickedness from the beginning and the end. In the beginning, when they were fighting in Mitzrayim. In the end, when they aligned with Korach. Who hamelech achaz? Who barishim v'chalasam v'yatzav. He was wicked from beginning to end. How's that? He was wicked throughout. Excuse me, I skipped, right? Who Esav, sorry. Who Barisha Mitzchilas Aviyat Sofer. From the beginning of his life, when he sold the Bechayra and he committed the five Averis until the end of his life. Who Dasim Ba'aviron Him Barisha Mitzchilas Aviyat Sofer. Who HaMelech Achaz. Whenever we see a name and then a repetition. Who Achaz. Who Achaz. Who Barisha Mitzchilas Aviyat Sofer. Avram Hu Avraham. That's a passing in Devei Hayamim. He was in his righteousness from beginning to end. From the beginning, when he was 3 years old, Avram was Makir as Boira until the end of his life. Hu Aroinu Moshe, Hin Vitzidkan, Vitzidkhilas and Vyatsoifan. The David Hu Akatan, David was the youngest, it should say, after listing all the children of Yishai, it should say, Katan Mimenu. From all of them, why does he say he's the smallest? Hu Bekatnusa Mitchilas Vyatsoifan, he remained in his humility from beginning to end. Kishem Shebekatnusa Hikten Atsoi, just like when he was young, he humbled himself. Eitzel Misha Gadam Mimenu Betairah. By those who were greater than him in Torah, Mephibosheth, Kach b'Malchusoi, so too when he was a king, Hikden Atzmai, Esel Misha Gadomenu, he lowered himself before those who were greater than him, B'Chachma like Achitofel. Hamoylech, what does it mean he ruled? Amar Rav Shemalch Me'atzmai, he ruled on his own. Now, Amar Lo L'Shvach, Amar Lo L'Gnai, some say this is to his praise, and some say this is to his detriment. Amar Lo L'Shvach.
Sorry, just a quick question for Hamoylech. Is there something intrinsic to the word that spark
a drasha? Yeah, hamoylech.
Like, what else would you say?
What else would we say?
Like, who Achashverosh, you see? You know, what does it mean, who Achashverosh? Just say, he's
you mean, what else would have it said?
Shemalach.
The Marashah says, the Mulaikein lechtoiv who Achashverosh, malach mehoidu. The tchilas hamikra vayhi bimei masha the veloshin avar vayhi. We're talking about the past. So why all of a sudden do we switch to the present tense? The fact that we switch tenses, that means he grabbed it. It's an amarav shemach miatzay amri lo l'shach amri lo gnai amri lo l'shach. Some say it's his praise. Don't have it inish the chashav l'malchusa kavasei l'malka kavasei. There is no person who was more chashav to be king than him. He was the most suited. Amri lo l'gnai don't have a chazal malchusa. He was not fit for the throne. So how did he get it? Three answers: money, money, and money. Huma money yisayru hu diyahavakam. He gave a lot of money and he took the job.
Mehoidu. From a pasuk, it fits lignai, obviously, because we're saying vayihi bimei achashverosh is lignai, and hu achashverosh is lignai.
So vayihi bimei is, you know,
is tragedy, right? So I'm saying that.
You mean in the context?
In the context of the pasuk, why would the pasuk say hu achashverosh, but then say something lishvach?
Right. So the okay. Okay, I hear it. May hoydu be'ad kush. From hoydu to kush, Rav Shmuel. Chad amr hoydu b'sayfa oylem l'kush b'sayfa oylem. One says, hoydu is on one end of the world, kush is on the other. The chad amr, no, hoydu b'kush gabi adodi havu kaimer. They're both next to each other. So what's the big grace of gadol that he ruled from hoydu be'ad kush? Kishem shamalch al hoydu b'kush, kach malch b'sayfa oylem yad sayfa. The same way he ruled over these two countries that were right next to each other, he likewise exercised similar control over the whole world. The Maral says, the machlokes, we're hoydu and kushes. Look on the map and see we're hoydu and kushes. Then he says, everybody agrees hoydu and kushes right next to each other. The question is, how do you look at it? Do you look at it one end of the world to the other, or do you look at it the right next to each other? So, but everyone agrees we're India and Ethiopia right next to each other. Fine. So the Gemara says, I'm just going to finish quickly. Kiyotzu v'dabra ato emer, it says, by Shloimer ki ho yoroida, he had dominion b'chol evar anar in the whole other side of the river. One says these are on other opposite ends of the world. Some say they were next to each other. The same way he ruled from Tifsach to Aza, Kach Malach al kol ha'olam kulay. Sheva v'yesu v'meya medina, 127 countries. Amar Rav Chisda b'tchila Malach al Sheva. In the beginning, he ruled over 7 of Sef Malach al Esim, then over 20 of Sef Malach al Meah. In fact, the Gemara, you can make such a drasha. Elamayato, Shnei Chaye Amram, Sheva, Ushalei Shema Shana, 7:30 and 100. You can't make such a drasha there. My Darashabe, nothing to darshan there, so you shouldn't be able to darshan. He first ruled over 7, then 20, and then 100. Says the Gemara, Shani Yachad, the Kroy Yisayru. The reason why we darshan over here is because we have an extra pasuk. Michdi, Ksiv Mehoid Beakush, already says he ruled over the whole world. Sheva Vesmeya Medina Lamali. Why does it have to say all 127? Shema Minala Drasha, we see it's a Drasha. We'll just read this, we'll explain it more. Next time, Tanu Rav Anushal Shemalchu Bekipa. Three kings ruled over the whole arch, meaning the whole world, the whole globe. Ve'ilhein Achav, Achashresh, and Buchanetzar. Achav, Achashresh, and Buchanetzar. Achav, the Ksiv. Oivadya says, Chai Hashem Lekecha. Oivadya says, I swear, he says to the Nevi'im, Im yesh goyim ha'mocha sh'lo yishalach adoni sham levakshecha. There's no nation that my master Achav did not send to look for you, Eliyahu. That means Achav was able to search the globe. Ve'iloy dehava malach alayu, had Achav not ruled over the whole globe, heichim atzim eshabalhu, how could he enforce a shvua over all the countries in the world. Nebuchadnezzar, the Chsiv, Vahaya Hagoy Vahamamlacha Shalit and Sarabi Omelch. Melech Babel. The Navi says that the Navi's prophesying that any nation that does not submit to Nebuchadnezzar will be destroyed. So there's a prophecy over Nebuchadnezzar's rule over the world. And Achashverosh held Amr, and Achashverosh, like the above mentioned. Tosfos asks, what about Alexander? Alexander doesn't count even though he ruled over the world because it's not predicted in the, it's not mentioned in the Tanakh. Okay, Rabbi Say, pick it up tomorrow. Shkoyach. I apologize, I'm
going to
run. Okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.